The guitarist Craig Chiquiso gained fame as a rocker with the band Starship in both its Jefferson and non-Jefferson incarnations. He steps back on stage with a group named Jefferson this weekend, but in this case, it's the Jefferson State Choral Coalition. That's a jazz and pop choir based in Ashland. The concert lent itself to the name Jefferson State of Mind. It's Saturday night in Ashland at the Southern Oregon University Recital Hall. Craig Chiquiso's in the studio with me. Good to see you here again, Craig.
Hey, great to be here. Thanks, Jeff.
And we have Kirby Shaw, the longtime director of the Jefferson State Choral Coalition. Kirby, good to see you. Dr. Shaw.
Nice to be here.
And Marquita Shaw, good to have you back as well.
Thank you very much, Jeff.
So why don't we actually get a little music in here first, because I want people to hear. We have a clip here from Craig performing at the Nugget in Sparks last June. This is a bit of a solo from Find Your Way Back. Now, we just grabbed a little bit of that, but it went on for quite a while. But that's Craig Chiquiso in action. And you have not lost many steps, it seems like, over the years of playing guitar.
Well, hey, I've always been playing guitar, it seems like, my whole life. And now I get a chance to play music that sort of been evolving for the last four decades. You know, when you count the music I did with Jefferson Starship and Starship into my solo stuff. That was an interesting clip you found there. I think that was something I recognized, that particular style of playing. That's when I go into the audience and...
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. I put gloves on and I play with gloves. No. No, I'm just thinking I'm probably standing on a table playing that behind my back. So if it sounds a little...
I figured I wanted to crib one of the ones off of your own personal YouTube account.
That was pretty good. Yeah, you surprised me with that one.
Those good swoopers where you play the string and then you turn the volume up on the guitar.
Yeah, was that on there too? Yeah, nice. Yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah, a little technique there, I guess.
So you mentioned how long you play guitar. I mean, you actually started recording with Paul Kent when you were like 17 or something, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I was in a band with my English teacher, believe it or not, who invited me to play with him, and I would wear a fake mustache and lie about my age. And turns out he knew Paul Kantner and Grace Slick from the old days, and they would come and see him play, and then they heard me in that band, Steel Wind, and then asked me to play on some of the solo records they did in between Jefferson Airplane. For a few years after Airplane broke up, there was a lot of solo records happening with Friends and whatnot. So I got to play with Jerry Garcia, Santana, all the Bay Area musicians, and then after my band, Steel Wind, got a recording contract on the Jefferson Airplane label, we toured where my band opened for the first Jefferson Starship tour, and I was the lead guitar player in both bands at the same time. So it was a little confusing for people in the audience probably to see the guy on stage right, you know, for the opening band, and then the Jefferson Starship comes out, and now that guy's on stage left. Well, yeah, well, who is that guy? So that was how it kind of started for me as a teenager.
So do you ever remember a time when you weren't playing guitar?
Well, accordion. Those were the dark years, the great accordion scare. Nothing against accordion players, but yeah, there was a point there where I took accordion lessons and just wanted to play guitar so bad. I didn't hear a lot of accordion music on the radio, and I was really drawn to hearing the guitars, and so my parents thought it was just a phase I was going through, and they bought me a little guitar, and that was it. I never stopped playing. Even a car crash couldn't stop me. I was in a bad head-on collision. My dad and I were hit by a drunk driver, and I woke up in the hospital a few days later with a broken arm, broken thumb, broken wrist, broken leg, ankle, foot. Everything was in a cast, and my doctor still let me play my little acoustic guitar, even though I could only reach one string, the high E string, and my doctor's name was Elizabeth E, so I wrote a song in the hospital called Elizabeth Song that ended up on a Grammy-nominated album 30 years later. So,
oh, wow.
So no one, who knew? You know.
Thank you, Dr. E, for making sure.
That's right.
She
was wonderful. You know, and I think it's just, it reminds me of how sometimes the challenges in our lives can sometimes inspire us to do more things, and makes you make me appreciate it even more. So,
Craig Chiquiso, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, Kirby and Marquita Shaw here as well. So let's turn to you, and actually let's hear a little bit of the Jefferson State Choral Coalition in action. Listen to the audience roar as we get the Aretha Franklin impersonator there. So lots of singing groups with choral in the name. Coalition, not so common, though. What makes you guys a coalition?
We're a family. Uh-huh. It really is not so much a choir as it is a family of people who just love American popular music. And they come together every week and have as much fun in rehearsal, or maybe more fun in rehearsal, than they do when they're performing. It's just what it is.
All right. So unlike some other choirs, we're not going to catch you guys doing Mozart. What is the usual run of material then, Kirby Shaw?
Well, all kinds of American popular music, folk, jazz, rock,
blues, doo-wop, gospel.
Yeah, it's as many styles as we can stylistically master.
Mm-hmm.
And so we like to think of ourselves as a choir who doesn't sound like one choir singing 10 songs, but like 10 choirs singing, you know, different styles. And it makes for a really interesting concert and makes for interesting rehearsals. I mean, we have as much fun in our rehearsals as we do in our concerts.
And
which
it's really,
cool.
It's amazing that you picked that particular clip because that singer is a gal who sung with us a bunch of times, Karen Cook, and mm-hmm. she sent us a letter at one point, and she said, singing in JSCC has enabled me to find my way back to who I am and what I love. That is her quote. And we're going to be using that in this concert because of Craig's song, Find Your Way Back. And Craig allowed me to rewrite some lyrics for that tune based on this singer's quote, which it's just an amazing thing that all of those elements came together at the same time. And we're thrilled to get to share those.
That's quite a conjunction. And Karen Cook has quite a voice. So that raises the question, first of all, how big is the Jefferson State Choral Coalition, Kirby?
We range anywhere from about 50 to 75, depending upon how busy people are and their schedules.
Mm-hmm. And is it a mixture of people from around the community and college students, too? I mean, you're based on the SOU campus,
right? Our record was a three-generation family of grandmother, mother, and 10-year-old boy.
Really? You had three generations at the same time.
Yeah. Sounds like Jefferson Starship. I thought we had a lot of singers and generations. I mean, at one point, I think when I was in the band, I was a teenager, and we had Papa John Creech on violin,
sure.
Yeah, he was old, but he's younger than I am now, and I thought he was old, so that's all about perspective.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, music's great like that. It transcends generations, and it's nice when people can enjoy their parents' music and vice versa.
We've been billing this as your first performance, Craig Chiquizo, with a choir. Is that in fact the case?
That is in fact the case, yeah. And I think that when I first heard about a choir, I didn't know quite what to think. I was thinking something a little mellower than what ended up being the case. I mean, these guys are so inspired. And as you heard that one little clip there, that gospel mm-hmm. influence, it's everything about this choir is so cutting edge and exciting and vibrant and inspiring. There's nothing about this choir that makes you want to, go
bless
to sleep.
Bless your heart.
No, and that's why it's so exciting for me to have this cross pollination of ideas, I'm honored. Yeah, it's a little intimidating because I'm working with real musicians. So my dad warned me about that. You keep this up, you might have to play with real musicians someday.
So you've never played with an orchestra or anything else like that?
Well, we've had some orchestra stuff in the studios and whatnot, but nothing like this. Nothing on stage with 60 singers. And I mean, even when they stop and they all take a breath at the same time, that's pretty awe-inspiring.
Uh-huh.
You know, just that power of everybody literally in harmony and singing together, and then being honored to have them work on arrangements for my own songs and then some of the Jefferson Starship and Starship. Still in the state of Jefferson, so we're in the Jefferson family.
Right.
The
same.
We are.
Yeah. I know, yeah. It just really works out well. We have Craig living
in
the state of Jefferson. Yeah.
There you go.
So it's called Jefferson State of Mind, this concert. It's Saturday, this coming Saturday, May 20th at 7:30 in the evening. Just one performance? Is that right?
Yeah.
At the Southern Oregon University Music Recital Hall. You want to visit with Craig Chiquizo and Kirby and Marquita Shaw, grab a phone, 800-838-3760, or send an email to jx@jeffnet.org. Craig Chiquizo, you live in the region now, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. For a while.
Yeah. I used to come up here as a kid a lot and go camping and just fell in love with the area then. And I moved up from the Bay Area. A little town called Mill Valley was just north of San Francisco. And when I first moved there, all the musicians lived there. No, it was like really quiet and peaceful, kind of like the valley. And then it got more and more, crazy. And fortunately, I was able to find another oasis up here. So it's musically so inspiring, and being so close to the natural environment. To me, that's priceless. You know, to not have to be in L.A. or New York to still be able to play my music is a dream come true.
You must have been living in Mill Valley then when there was a community song. Were you part of that? The Talking About Mill Valley.
I remember when it
Mill
came
Valley,
out.
Mill Valley, California,
yes,
that's my home.
That's right. Yeah. Well, wait, when it was my home, there were so many musicians that lived there. I mean, the Grateful Dead, the Doobie Brothers, Starship, Santana. I mean, you couldn't walk down the street without seeing, you know, Dan Hicks or Maria Mulder or a Bonnie Raitt. It was just part of the tapestry of the community. In between, you know, all the redwoods and the mountains, there were just so many musicians and artists. And I think finding another oasis like that is like winning the lottery twice, you know, coming to this valley and having, you know,
Jeffrey, I just
music.
Wanted to say, too, that with that beautiful vocal rendition you just supplied us, you have now qualified to be in our tenor section.
Yes. Rehearsals start Wednesday night.
You got the
night.
Right name, Jeff. I mean, it all works.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. I've got to have a Jeff and
you're
Jefferson.
You're already tied in. Yeah.
I know. People have asked me if you have to be named Jeff to be able to host the show, you know, because Jeff Golden before me, I'm Jeff. But
well,
I'm
then
Jeff.
We have that the group of guitar players here in the Valley, like
the
five
Jeff
guys
Evar,
named Jefferson.
Yes.
Jeff Kletzel, Jeff Attica. Yes. I have emceed that. Event to the Night of Many Jeffs, Modern Roots Foundation. Yeah, it's fun being able to dabble in the musical community in the region when you don't have a great deal of musical talent yourself.
I wanted to challenge all of you rockers out there in the listening audience that are sitting there thinking, rock and roll and a choir, really? Is that possible? You've got to be kidding me.
Well, that's why I pulled up the respect song. I want to make sure that people are clear.
You
really
yes.
Well,
there
you
go. So we got you know we're doing I Just Want to Celebrate. Along with celebrate the mashup we're
and
doing. Mama told me
one.
Not to come with mayhem going on stage. Blue Eyed Soul, You Never Close Your Eyes, right? Righteous Brothers, Earth, Wind, and Fire in the Stone, doing a little Eagles. There are stars in the southern sky. So, like I said, we don't want to sound like one choir doing. You know.
We got Doobie Brothers listen to the music.
Peter Cetera of Chicago doing You're the Inspiration. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Doobie Brothers listen to the music and several tunes of Craig ending up with Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now. So, yeah.
And nothing
Check
will
us
stop
out.
Us now. We got this thing going. It's fabulous.
Yeah, yeah.
I know. Well, as soon as you started singing the first part of the Righteous Brothers, I was thinking there's no tenderness like before in your fingertips.
That's right.
Oh.
Ooh. Well, you go on for days, I'm sure, with the 60s music. Jamie in Medford has a question for Craig, and he wants to know what Grace Slick was really like. And I'm sure you can do that in like three sentences, right?
Oh, I guess the answer is I don't remember. No, because she would always say if you remember the 60s, then you weren't there. I was there kind of on the tail end because I was the youngster in the band. But Grace was always pretty down to earth, in spite of the fact that she's got a real flamboyant personality and a real eccentric style to her, and definitely knew how to get in trouble. But as far as working with the band, she was always just a team player. Believe it or not, I mean, it seems like she would be the full-on prima donna because she was a huge star. But, you know, band rehearsals and traveling with her, it was always really relaxed. You know, not to sound chauvinistic, but she was always one of the guys. I mean, she was just really down to earth. And I loved it because she always allowed me to play a lot of lead guitar. You know, she would say that the lyricists get to tell the story of the song with the lyrics and a beginning and a middle and an end. And then when I would take a guitar solo, it was sort of my job to tell the story that was in the lyrics in the language of music and to create a guitar solo in the middle and maybe a little bit at the end. I'd play at the end, and when I started playing really good, they fade you out like they do on all that.
Right.
And so I said, someday we should do a song where the guitar plays all of the melody and then the singer just comes in and plays for 8 bars. And then at the end, when they get really good, you fade them out. So still working on that concept.
I've often wondered, though, about, you know, because when you put Craig Chiquiso in and search for video on Google, and the first place it goes is, you know, any one of a number of renditions of Jane live or on the album, probably your most famous solo. But what's the desire for you? I mean, you don't want to, you know, keep copying yourself for dozens of years down the road or decades down the road. So, I mean, do you ever want to just rip it up and go, here's the new solo for Jane?
Gosh, you know, that's a great question. I'm really partial to every note in that solo in Jane because I had to fight literally for every second of that solo. We were in the studio and the manager came in with a stopwatch. And he said, that solo's way too long. He goes, nobody has long solos on the radio anymore. I mean, it was like guitar solos were frowned on, according to him. And everybody in the band backed me up and said, you know, Craig helped write the song, and we're going to leave the solo just the way it is. And that manager walked out of the studio saying, well, it's never going to get played on the radio. And so then it became a big hit. Every time I hear the solo on the radio, I can go, oh, I had to fight for every note on that one. So there.
I once counted this, the guitar solo in Rod Stewart's I Was Only Joking. 40 bars.
God, that's long these days, though.
Nowadays, yeah. Oh, it's very long.
I mean,
yeah,
God,
yeah. It's incredibly long.
But Freebird now, on the other hand, that kind of sets the bar.
So how have you guys come together? You mentioned there was some rearranging going on here. So how many sessions have you had together just to talk about the material you were going to do and then what Craig would do on it and what the choir would do?
We kind of decided on some songs, and then I thought, gee, let's add some horns. Let's add some rhythm. Let's add as much as we can to give Craig a really neat platform to bounce off of. And he came up to our house, a couple of times? Mm-hmm. And we went into my studio, and there's some pretty funny pictures of us trying to just retain our sanity. We're laughing so hard.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
His manager, Dara, managed to catch one picture, and it's like, gee, I'm glad it came out because we were dying up there in our studio laughing. And we just threw some ideas around, and, and we saw him up at Howard Prairie Lake doing a concert for Boys and Girls Clubs. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah, full moon night.
With a full moon night behind him, he's up on
a semi truck bed, and he's talking about Eagles and you know how good that was great that they banned DDT, and then so that tune really kind of turned us on, and Marquita got all excited because the tune didn't have lyrics.
Uh-huh.
And she thought, man, and I wrote some lyrics for it. Marquita wrote some lyrics and. And we didn't flip a coin because Marquita's lyrics were better than mine. But that's what we'll be singing in the concert. And so to have this, you know, it's serendipitous. It really is.
All right, so the concert is called Jefferson State of Mind. Craig Chiquiso, the guest artist on guitar with the Jefferson State Choral Coalition run by Kirby and Marquita Shaw. Great to have you all in the studio.
Thanks,
good to see you all.
Thanks
so much, Aaron.